Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This presidential election cycle has been, somewhere around 2 years in the making, and we have less than a week to go. We're talking days. How do you sum up what's gone on?
My name is Phoebe. I have seen more people involved in this campaign for Barack Obama for president than ever before. I feel like it's my campaign, and I would call it the My America campaign.
Thank you, Phoebe. We want to hear from you. Just one sentence or phrase that sums up this entire two-year process. 8778-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Last night, Barack Obama ran a 30-minute campaign commercial on four networks during primetime television.
I will not be a perfect president, but I can promise you this. I will always tell you what I think and where I stand.
The $3 million worth of advertising is the ultimate reflection of Senator Obama's spending flexibility. Senator McCain, with far less money in the bank, can't compete on that level. That's great for Obama, but what about campaign finance reform? Richard Brefault, a professor at Columbia Law School, joins us now. He's writing a book on campaign finance laws. Good morning.
Good morning.
According to reports, Obama has raised in the neighborhood of somewhere around $650 million for this presidential run. Has he rewritten the playbook?
He has, or at least he's added a new chapter, that's for sure. Not only has he raised a record amount, but he has actually raised record amounts in relatively small contributions. This is something that finance reformers have talked about really going back almost to the beginning of the 20th century is one way of reducing dependence on large contributions is to getting very large numbers of small donors. And it appears that he's managed to do that. Not his whole campaign, but he has raised far more in small donations than anybody's ever done before.
So does that define public campaigning differently? Let's look at September. $150 million he raised, according to his campaign, from 600,000 donors who gave an average of $86. Isn't that a reflection of democracy?
It is. I mean, Obama said, I think, back in April when he decided not to take public funding in the general election, that he'd already had a lot of success in raising small donations, and he called it a parallel form of public finance. Not exactly, but it's close. I mean, it has many of the benefits of public financing, in particular the reduced dependency on big donors. I mean, this is certainly true. A couple of questions. One is it's not entirely dependent on small donors. He's had a lot of big donors, and he has a lot of what are called bundlers, people who help him pull in big contributions from other people. And, I mean, in some ways, the big question for the future of public funding is he unique? Will others be able to replicate this, or is there something special about him and special about this election that enabled him to do it?
Well, Professor Brefault, it's possible that maybe the lesson here is that regulation does work in some sense, because without the laws on the books that require a kind of breakout of maximum contributions, small contributions, the regulations of how people contribute, we wouldn't necessarily know the scale of the small contributors that make this kind of democratic statement of Barack Obama. So maybe that, rather than the amount, is more where the regulation should go in the future.
Well, there's something to that. I mean, certainly we know a lot more about campaign finance now and over the last 30 years than we did before that. That is certainly one of the successes of the campaign finance laws adopted in the wake of Watergate is just have a lot more knowledge. Although it's interesting, one of the criticisms that Obama's campaign has gotten from the McCain campaign is the lack of disclosure about the small donors. Under the law, donations under $200 are basically exempt from disclosure. The assumption is that small donors don't pose the kinds of dangers, so there's less need to know about them. And I think questions have been raised about who exactly are the small donors, where are they from. I'm not sure that that's a serious concern, but that question has been raised. Do we need to know more about even the small givers? I'm not sure I buy that, but some people are making that point.
Well, what's the abuse potential there, if you could play it out? I mean,
well, there's
a bunch
the possibility
of people from Bangladesh or something, or a bunch of kids from Dubai, you know?
Well, I mean, one is there could be foreign donations. I think the Obama campaign says they put in controls on that, but no controls are perfect. The other is it is possible that you could try and run large donations into small ones. And it, mm-hmm. I mean, one thing is that, in fact, really, we don't really know how many individual donors there have been, because I think when people talk about the $150 million, say, in small donations, they're not. We haven't really figured out whether you can accumulate them, whether somebody gives $200 in, $100 in March, $100 again in April, $100 again in May, $100 again in June, et cetera. That's going to show up as a lot of $100 donations, and I think it's going to take time to go through the 3.1 million donations and see how many of them were repeat donations, which put people who start out small above that small
and
threshold.
And that's another whole issue about where the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, has been during this campaign and them set to go into action sometime next year. But let's talk about campaign finance reform. Is there a mockery element of what's gone on in this presidential election? What's wrong with public financing?
Well, there are two things going on, and maybe one thing is to set the backdrop, is to, the amount of money we're talking about. The public grant in the general election is $84 million. That's basically based on $20 million that was decided on in 1974, and then it's been adjusted for inflation ever since. $20 million was actually pretty low even in 1974. If you remember, in 1972 we had an election, and Richard Nixon spent $60 million, and George McGovern spent $30 million. So what did Congress do? It took someone who lost by a wide margin did and cut that number further. So it really, the public grant has always been too small, and over time it's gotten smaller, because even though it's adjusted for inflation, the cost of campaigning have risen much faster than the general rate of inflation. So we really have campaigns that probably cost about $200 million or more, and the public grant is about $80 million. So there's been pressure on candidates at least since the 90s to come up with alternatives. So we saw the rise of soft money in the 1990s. That was one way around this. In the last election, 2004, people talked a lot about 527s, independent organizations.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way around it. Yet another way around it is to run a lot of money through the political parties. John McCain is only taking $84 million in public money, but the Republican Party is probably spending another $100 million in this race. So it's not as if he is totally disarmed. So one solution is to bring in money through other sources, through the parties, through friendly, technically independent organizations. The other is to do what Obama did, is to say, well, I'm going to just see if I can raise it on my own. One argument is that Obama has proved that public funding is unnecessary. Another argument is that he simply shown, he and McCain, if you mm-hmm. take McCain and the Republican Party together, is that the public grant is inadequate and that something's got to be done. Private money's got to come in some way to make up for it.
All issues that are clearly going to be revisited as we look back at this campaign. Richard Brifalt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Richard Brifalt is a professor at Columbia Law School, and he's currently writing a book on campaign finance law, so we'll hear more from him on that.